This is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. This is going to be the archival How I Did It episode, because it fulfills the criterion of dealing with an issue most listeners will most likely never have to resolve, but it might be invaluable to those few who someday encounter the same problem: how to recover an encrypted home folder on an Ubuntu system. I enabled home folder encryption on an installation of Linux Mint 8 some years back, and it never gave me a bit of trouble until the day that it did. Suddenly, my login would be accepted, but then I would be tossed straight back to GDM. Finally, I dropped to a text console to try to recover the contents of my home folder, and instead found two files: access-your-private-data.desktop and readme.txt. Readme.txt explained that I'd arrived in my current predicament because my user login and password, for some reason, were no longer decrypting my home folder. Ubuntu home folder encryption is tied to your user login, with no additional password being required. Honestly, until I lost access to my files, I'd forgotten that I'd opted for encryption. I found two articles that described similar methods of recovery, and I tried following their instructions and failed, likely because in each instance I was choosing what appeared to be the easier-to-implement equivalent step from each article. When I took a look at the material weeks later, I discovered I'd missed a link in the comments that led me to an improved method that was added in the Ubuntu 11.04 that saves several steps. The link is in the show notes. First step, boot to an Ubuntu distribution CD version 11.04 or later. Second step, create a mount point and mount a hard drive, which is not going to be mounted by default. Of course, if you configure your drive with multiple data partitions, root, slash home, etc., if you want to recover the entire contents of your hard drive, you would have to mount each separately. But you only have to worry about decrypting the contents of your home directory. If you use LVM and your home directory spans several physical disks or logical partitions, I suspect things might get interesting. So an example of the command you might use to create a mount point for your hard drive is sudo space mkdir space slash media slash myhd. And you need to elevate that command to root privileges, since media is owned by root. You need to confirm how your hard drive is registered with the OS. I just took the simple way and ran disk utility and confirmed that my hard drive was parked at slash dev slash sda. And that meant that my single data partition would be at slash dev slash sda1. So to mount the entire hard drive, I issued sudo space mount space slash dev slash sda1 space slash media slash myhd. And to confirm that I'd actually mounted the drive, I did a list on that folder to see that it had contents. So ls space slash media slash myhd. And if the contents of myhd are empty, obviously you've made some error in mounting the drive. Now the new recovery command eliminates the need to recreate your old user. So you just issue sudo space ecrypt fs dash recover dash private. And that is ecrypt, not encrypt. Edward Charlie Radio Yahoo Paul Tango Fallon Sierra dash recover dash private, just as they're normally spelled. And this is pretty well covered in the show notes. This is going to be one of those episodes that probably the show notes are going to be of more value to you if you ever have to perform these operations than my audio. You have to wait a few minutes while the operating system searches your hard drive for encrypted folders. And if you have multiple users, I guess it would find more than one. When a folder is found, you will see the prompt, capital INFO, info, colon, space, found, and then in square brackets, slash media, slash my hard drives, slash home, slash ecryptfs, slash your old username, slash dot private. And you'll be prompted, try to recover this directory, yes or no. Of course, you want to type Y. You'll then be prompted for your old login password. you should see a message saying your data was successfully mounted at /tmp/encryptfs dot and then some big huge long string of characters. And see, I missed that the first time around. I was checking back in at media/myhd/home/myusername. I'm wondering why I still couldn't see my files. So it makes a copy of your files at /tmp/encryptfs dot some huge long string of characters. So hopefully you've got enough empty space left on your drive to recreate the entire contents of your home directory. Now, while you've got a second copy of your files in /temp/encryptfs dot some long huge string of characters, you still don't have ownership of that folder, because that's a root privilege folder and you're just a regular user using the default login from the Ubuntu CD. So the first thing you want to do is go back to the successful mount message and highlight with your mouse the /temp/encryptfs/tmp/encryptfs, some long huge string of characters, because you're going to want to copy that, highlight it and copy it. You can use your mouse and then copy it into the terminal buffer. Instead of Control C, it's Control Alt C, because you're going to need to reference that again. You don't want to type some huge long string of characters every time. So to take ownership of /temp/encryptfs dot some huge long stream of characters, you go to the command prompt, and you can see it's your current username is Ubuntu. That's the default on the Ubuntu CD. So you issue sudo space chown, chown for change ownership, space -R, Ubuntu, remember that's your username, space /tmp/encryptfs, some huge long string of characters. And this is where it's going to be handy, since remember I had you copy /temp/encryptfs.some-huge-long-string-of-characters into your terminal buffer. So just to paste it back into the command line, you can use Control-Alt-V. The capital R flag takes ownership of all the subdirectories in that folder recursively, and it's going to have to walk through them. This is going to take a while. Time to go get a cup of coffee. I wish I had Klaatu's coffee music right here. Okay, next we need to copy that second copy of our home directory to another location, because you're not going to want to access it every time by grabbing your Ubuntu disk and going through all these machinations. So I wanted to wipe the hard drive, wipe the system out. It was, you know, Mint 8 was pretty long in the tooth even before this thing crashed. So I just wanted them off the system so I could wipe it and start over. And I used an external USB drive, which interestingly was auto-mounted under media/media, but the internal hard drive wasn't. And since I have ownership of the files, I can now copy them wherever I want. If you had space on your original hard drive, I suppose you could create a new user and copy the files to the new home folder that would be created for a new user. This is going to give you three coexisting copies of the contents of your home folder. So I don't recommend that unless you just have a huge lot of space left on your drive and then you trust that the original problem not being able to access your files wasn't caused by some corruption of the hard disk in the first place. Now, the first time around, it didn't work very well. I tried just to do it the easy way using the default file manager for Ubuntu, which is Nautilus, and went from the command prompt, I typed in sudo space Nautilus space ampersand. So that would launch Nautilus as root user, not as your normal user. So you grab any files from anywhere you wanted. And I had some files in Etsy, remember, that I wanted to grab out at the same time. And the ampersand at the end gives you back command prompt. Otherwise, you wouldn't have your terminal prompt back until after Nautilus finished running. And before you copy anything out of that copy of your original home folder in /temp, make sure you enable view hidden files. So the configuration files that start with a period and any other hidden files and directories will be recovered as well as your normal documents. Now, when I tried this, I had trouble with Nautilus stopping on files that it couldn't copy for some reason. So I halted Nautilus, I gave up on that, and I used just a cp command from the terminal. And how I did that was /cp /dash/capital R lowercase v /space /tmp /encrypt fs /some huge long string characters /media/usb drive/recovered. And now, after media/usb drive is a placeholder in my notes for the name of the drive that I plugged in. It's probably going to mount as media/name of some drive. It might be USB 0 or whatever, but if you've named your external drive, it's probably going to come up as /media/that drive name. And assuming you're not just dropping everything into the root folder of that external drive, you're going to want to create a folder on that drive to place your old home folder contents in. So I called mine recovered. You can call yours, you know, whatever you want. And then the command line switches that I use, capital R, what that does is recursively copy subdirectories, which you'll need to do, and lowercase v copies the subdirectories verbosely. And the main reason I do it that way, and I almost always use v after cp command, especially if it's more than one file, is that's the only way I can tell if there's actually progress still going on or if the machine is hung someplace. Because v says, you know, so-and-so command in such-and-such directory copied, and then the next file, such-and-such file in such-and-such directory copied. If you don't use -v with cp, all you're going to have is sort of a blinking cursor until everything's done. And then if it's something like this that may take several minutes, even several hours to complete, you don't know if the system's locked up. And if you're like me, well, if you're like most users, you look at that zero feedback and you get nervous and you exit the command and want to start it over. So if you have the -v, it won't tell you how long it has to go, but you will at least see that you're still making progress. And I did make a note in here. I don't recall that this has been a while back I did this. I don't recall why this was, but it does say that because of file ownership difficulties, I could only copy the entire decrypted home folder at one time. So in other words, you can't just go in there and get your /documents, your /pictures, whatever. You've got to get the whole contents of /home, your username. Now, like I said, I copied everything to an external drive, and I wanted to copy it back. Some of them, well, I had a bunch of system ISOs I wanted to keep that were on that hard drive, and then of course I had whatever personal folders I had on that computer, or personal documents I had on that computer. Personal documents I wanted to put over on the laptop that had largely replaced it as my main work computer, and the ISO files and other download archives, old movies from archive.org, those could go up on my server. So I plugged the external drive in, well, after shutting down, of course, the old Mint system running under the Ubuntu CD, cleanly shutting it down and injecting the drive. Take the drive and plug it into your other computer, but you're still not going to have ownership of the folders in that directory because they're going to be owned by Ubuntu. You know, your login while you were the vault login for the Ubuntu CD username Ubuntu. Well, you're probably not Ubuntu on your other system. So you plug it in and you're going to have to take ownership of that backup folder again. This is going to be the Fedora version of the command, of course, because Fedora by default doesn't have a sudoers file. So you have to either run everything straight as su, or in this case I'm running su-c to run a single command elevated. So /c /own /R my username on my laptop, /media/USB drive/recovered, closing single quotes. And like I said, a lot of people more used to using just sudo to do that, on a Fedora system or any system where you don't have a sudoers file. You have two ways you can do things. You just type su and you'll get prompted for your root password, and then you can, once you're elevated to root, you can type whatever command you want, and you can, when you're done, you can type exit. This case, just the one elevated command I wanted to do. So it's su space c space, and then the command that I want to do in between single quotes. So you run, you execute that command, and then you're prompted for your root password. It runs the command, and when it's done, you're right back to being a normal user. You don't have the terminal left open as root. So it depends on how many commands you're going to execute at once, which way is more convenient. Well, that's all I had for today. I've been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. You can send me feedback at 5150@linuxbasement.com or fill out a contact form on my website, which is thebigredswitch.drupalgardens.com. Until next time. Hold on a minute before we go. I just realized that I've been remiss in not thanking Dustin Kirkland of DustinKirkland.com for posting the aforementioned article in the show notes that introduced me to the ecryptfs-recover-private command, without which this episode, to say nothing of recovering my files, would have been possible. Thanks, Dustin.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HBR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.